You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. Welcome. You just heard Jack Savaretti, The Other Side of Love. All right, and that certainly is a cue to what could go down today, what will go down today on Lords of Logic. So first, Confessions Thursday, first hour. I sincerely aim to end this at exactly 1:30 just so that we have safe, good enough time to probe this one today. So today on Lords of Logic, we're going to discuss, I'm going to give you a submission and I want you to lacerate it with comprehension and make out of it your position, okay? So during the course of the weekend, certainly that has actually played out, and I mean your idea as to what you think love is or isn't. And once upon a time, I think it was last year, many of you, I think I had a show where the idea, one idea prevailed over the other. This is the idea that prevailed. Many of you believe that love is not enough. A few other people believe love is enough. So this afternoon today on Lords of Logic, I'm going to give you two backdrops, a kind of foundation. A foundational philosophy upon which social cultural opinions or maybe social cultural philosophies have emerged. And from it, I want you to compare. I don't think we'll have enough time today to thoroughly dig deep into it, but I'm just giving you a heads up. And if you're wondering, I'm going to make reference, and I think you probably already know it. I'm going to make a short reference to religious background or religious documentation of what love is. And then I'm going to make an occultic reference of what love is. You don't want to miss it for nothing. So one is a cult, then the other one is religious, then you're going to pair it together. And remember that you are the denominator. You are the one who probably, well, I don't know your position, so I think you think love is not enough. And then some people, a few people actually think love is enough. So today we open, well, it's like a rabbit hole. Yeah, we're going to go in there. It's a tunnel, believe me. And I hope you have enough courage to be honest about your observation and then see whether it agrees or disagrees with. No, see what you agree with, all right? So that's for 1:30 for now. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. You're on The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. The sun's risen. I already told you that. We're Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you do not say your name. It would not be necessary. Given that it's about confessions, I think it's necessary that the stories of our lives inspire. Hold on one God-given minute. Do you know I think that Lords of Logic has more punch on a Thursday afternoon than Confessions Thursday? It would appear that the fame of Confessions Thursday is a little, you know, I think many of you love it. A man sent me a message yesterday saying that he learns a lot from Confessions Thursday. And I'm thinking, it's my pleasure to be of any kind of good service. Yeah, I was here and I did something that someone thought was worth listening to. Welcome. All right. So when you're calling, you don't say your name. Your story is essential. It's a light to others. It's direction for others. And I think it gives you hindsight. And maybe when you retell your story, you see other angles that you might have omitted. I really hope it allows you to surrender a little bit more to the possibility of what was. Or say you surrender more to the possibility of what can be. And it can be anything. Crazy, sad, bad, good, ugly, whatever. Unusual, weird. And by the way, I'm down for weird stories, okay? Yeah, the weirder, the better. When you're calling, you don't say your name. It's about the secrets and confessions Thursday. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello, don't say your name. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm sorry to disturb you, please. I just want to know the name of that poet. You guys are not streaming on any social media platform.
Okay, well, thank you very much. So we're going to be streaming in about less than 24 minutes from now. Yeah. You just called to say, well, you're not catching up on Facebook. Well, so we're going to start live streaming from, I think, by 1 o'clock. Yeah. Well, now that you mentioned it, so let me just do that then. Remember on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Yeah. YouTube's Nigeria Info FM 99.3. And then you can go to our website, nigeriainfo.fm. All right? Good. On Instagram, I'll live stream on my Instagram page. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. Got that? And it's one word. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. So we're ready for Confessions Thursday. Thank you very, very much. When you call in, you don't say your name. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show. Turn off the volume of your radio set. You don't say your name.
My name is Paul.
You're not supposed to say your name. I thought I said that like five times already.
Can you hear me, please?
Yes. Do you have a confession?
Yes. You're asking a question, if love is enough or...
No. That's for 1:30.
That's for 1:30. Okay, so what's the confession? Okay, you want me to say a confession?
Yes.
Okay, right now, I'm actually your first time caller on the show, and, you know, I've been into calling for some time now, you know, so, and today happens to be the first day, so tell me about it.
Well, thank you very much. Sounds like something to get away with. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much for calling, all right? Thank you. Lords of Logic is at 1:30. All right, so, Confessions Thursday. All right, you get it. Don't say your name when you call in. Hi, how are you?
Good afternoon.
The volume of everything, breathing, there.
This is my first time caller.
Welcome. Don't say your name. Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Please, speak up and go ahead. Don't say your name. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm staying in a...
You're stone what?
So there's a... I think they call it a pedophile.
You're a pedophile?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, are you the pedophile?
Yes, I'm the pedophile type, and I'm likely to stop it, but there's only a lady, a girl.
Sorry, bring it back. It's not what? Your victim is what, a girl?
There's a girl in the compound, like 10 or 11 years.
Yo, dude, man. Okay, well, forgive me. Yes. That. Why? Do you think you know why?
Yeah.
Why? Why are you molesting a 10-year-old girl?
Yes. And the thing is killing me gradually. So I even wanted to back out from the compound because anytime. So it's just like if I see the girl, and after having said so, it's just like she take it as fun, and she always come to me in the compound. So she can't even go and tell her mother that this is what I did to her. Because sometimes if I give her money and she collects it, and she still come.
You should have enough. You should have enough discipline to.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say she keeps coming. So first of all, you violated that child. You've taken her innocence away. And look, first of all, thank you for calling. I really appreciate that you have called me.
But yeah, so okay.
You want to say something?
Yes, I've read about that pedophile of a 10, so I just want you to advise me what should I do.
Guy, you know what is good. I mean, you say I should advise you, but you know what is good.
Yes, and I...
If somebody did that to your child, wouldn't you want to kill that person? You know what is good.
Okay,
wait. You have destroyed that child. And you must choose to move out of the premises and fight these demons out of your life.
Okay. I'm not even trying to even get married. Maybe if I even get married, this thing will stop.
No. Don't get married. Don't do that. No, please don't get married. No. Marriage...
I think it's the only option that can...
No, you have a problem. You must, the marriage will not fix that problem. You must fix the problem. You have to confront the problem and then fix it. I think you should report to the authorities. What do you think?
If I report it, will be maybe I can go to jail by that.
Actually,
so... But right now, I've stopped it. And
no. When did you stop? When was the last time you molested her?
It was 3 weeks ago.
No, then you haven't stopped. That was yesterday. No,
three weeks ago.
Believe me, that was yesterday. Okay. 3 weeks ago is not a month. I mean, and it's not as though time determines whether you have stopped or not. So I think you have to move out of that premises. You have to tell someone. You have to look. You have to. Do you have? Well, please don't get married yet. God, what am I supposed to do now?
Because I'm still 27 years old, so I'm taking the marriage easy.
No. You're going to molest your child.
Okay.
No, you're going to do that.
Okay.
Oh, wow, this is... well, look, first of all, thank you for calling me, but you are damaging that child, and it's evil. There's no other word for it. You probably have damaged that child. So I think you should move out of the premises, go somewhere else.
Okay.
And you're right. I think you would go to jail for what you have done. Yeah. But maybe also you should have enough courage to serve the time for the crime.
Okay. I'm thinking maybe I should even take the mother of the...
Thank you. Can you do that? I think it would be better if you speak up. I don't think your punishment will be too much, particularly now that you know and you have confessed. Wow, that one took me out. Look, I really do appreciate that you called me in. And some things we cannot manage with levity. And I pray that you speak to the mom. I want the parents to put it in the hands of authorities who can manage that situation and separate you from that child. Because you have... And I want you to admit it to yourself that you have no sense of responsibility. Because you're saying the child keeps coming. Yes, that's what you have done to her. It's not her fault. You've damaged her. Of course she's coming. You violated her. There's something about her innocence that you've taken her innocence away. So of course she's going to keep coming back. And there is what you have done to her. And then there is what you have done to yourself. And let me be the first to tell you. It is punishable, and it should be, because that's about the only way I think you can nearly even come close to anything that would look like repentance. It should be punishable. And I ask you to have enough courage to face it, because how else, again, do you know that you have refined yourself if you do not come through a kind of fire? Thank you again for calling. Confessions Thursday. Hello, Confessions Thursday. You don't say your name. Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes. So I want to just, first of all, thank you for bringing all this issue out. Eh? Can you imagine that? 10 years old.
Well, so we're grateful for one thing, that he has... Yeah, we're grateful that it's open. Now I want him to do something about the problem.
But he cannot do it. He has been doing that. You're just telling lies to cover himself up. The bad side. I don't know why you say that this thing should be anonymous. So we should be... They should call our names and...
But you see, if it's not anonymous, if it's not anonymous, he wouldn't speak. You also have to admit that.
Oh, this is a vampire. He's a killer.
Yes. And he knows that.
What did you know? He's a bad person. You know, he has been doing it to other people.
Okay. So do you...
Oh, no. At least if some people can mention their name, let mention their name so that they can know how we can root all those evil people away out of these people. Eh? Yeah, we're killing other people and be going like that.
You're right.
Because that child's life has become useless.
You're right.
Eh? Yeah, the developer, she's almost mental on that.
Yeah.
It cannot be cured again. It can't be cured again.
No. It can. That's why we have to do something like yesterday. It can.
Ah, and you said 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks. At least just a normal thing that you can do and get away from it. Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Hello, the Sunny Side. Confessions Thursday. Welcome. When you call in, you don't say your name.
Hello, Joy.
Hello, welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? Good afternoon to you.
Please, Joy, I want to suggest something. I think for this program, working with a professional who will be taking on this issue, because this kind of thing is not something somebody will just...
Yeah.
Yes, they have confessed. But the persons will just go like that, I don't think it's okay.
Yeah.
Because it's good enough that the person has come up to confess. But something has to be done, a follow-up, a proper follow-up.
Yeah.
Sort of rehabilitate the person.
That's good.
Even the person going to the parents to confess is deadly, because I tell you, the parents of that person will kill the person.
Yeah. So yeah, pardon me, your line is breaking up, so I think I've gotten the crux of what it is you have put down. I'm going to ask that he calls back and gives me his number so we can hand him over to someone who can help redeem the situation.
Okay.
Thank you. So I hope the gentleman will call back. Yeah. And hopefully, yes, believe me, it's not. I'm really just trying to hand you over to someone who at least can get you out of that situation. And it's first for that child and then, of course, for yourself. Please. Thank you. Confessions Thursday. It's Confessions Thursday. We're sticking to that. Move ahead. Hello. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Joyce.
Welcome. Yeah. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Hey, Joyce. Yeah, I'm in agreement with the previous lady that called about, you know, getting...
Yeah, so I've said that. I've asked him to call back. We're going to hand him over.
Okay.
Let's go ahead.
And one other thing is that, you know, at least the guy has come to make a confession. I don't think that we should just be criticizing him, although he did a bad thing. But the other guy that called to, you know, blame him, he made a confession. So our duty is now is to give solution to that problem.
Yeah.
Is not to call him evil or to call him... Yeah, he did...
No, wait. Stop. That is evil. There's other word for it.
It is evil.
Stop. No, don't play down. Please don't. No. No, you're not going to do that.
Okay.
It's evil. He knows it's evil. Then we're going to try to fix it. Don't dance around it.
We deal with this evil.
Exactly. That's where we are now. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Hi, how are you? Hello. The volume of your radio set. Turn it down. It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome, Nigeria Info. What's your name? The volume of your radio set. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Welcome. Speak up for us. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
I just tuned in 5 minutes ago. Please, can you just summarize what...
No, I can't. You have to just sit back and listen. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. It's the stories of your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, ma.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday. We're sticking to the plan. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I just want to speak about the other guy that...
No, I don't want to, because we're not going to handle it on radio. It's a serious problem. I don't think opinions would satisfy what needs to be done. No, we're not going to talk about it. We need him to just call back. We'll hand him over to someone who can help manage the situation, and that's about it.
Okay.
Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear us?
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Welcome, do you have a confession?
Yeah, okay. My confession is just like the one the man mentioned.
What?
When I was about 7 years old.
Okay.
7 or 8 in the village. So, uncle of mine, that we were related somehow. I was molested by him.
Yeah.
I was about 7 years to 8 years then. But he usually had sex with me. He'll call me to go and buy something for him.
Wow.
Then he will molest me and give me money to buy the kit.
Wow.
So why am I saying it? Because that man that called, the someone said that he has ruined that girl's life. My life was not ruined.
Okay, stop. No, stop.
You know, that's what you say.
Hello, lady.
Huh?
Hello, lady. You're going to do me a favor.
It's a sickness.
Are you going to listen to me?
Like,
are you going to listen to me or should I cut you off? Hey, lady, you're going
to
call the sunny side and you're going to act right or I'm going to cut you off. That's exactly what's going to happen. Hello, Confessions Thursday. How are you? Hello, welcome to the show. Confessions Thursday, welcome to Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set. Turn off the volume of your radio set. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Speak up for us. Thank you very much for calling now.
Confessions Thursday.
Welcome. Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have a confession.
Go ahead.
So, I want to speak to you about pornography and masturbation.
Okay, you know what? I have to be off on a break in about a minute. So, I'm going to ask you to hold up, or I'm going to ask you to hang up and call back, all right?
Hold on.
Okay, we're off on a break, ladies. Nigeria, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The sunny side. My name is Joyce. It's a very beautiful Thursday afternoon.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side, Confessions Thursday. 5 more minutes before we touch down 1 p.m. And I'm going to ask the gentleman who called earlier on to please call back. I just want to hand you over to someone who can manage the situation psychologically. And we need to take that girl out of your reach. And you have to understand why this is necessary. And remember, I'm really thankful that you called in to give us that. And I promise, I'm not handing you over to the police. It's just that this... I can't think and speak at the same time about this because I cannot oversimplify it. I think maybe what I even find partly overwhelming is the fact that this is urgent. So please do me that favor. Thank you. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you very much for holding up. Confessions Thursday, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm really having challenges. It's about the issue of pornography and masturbation.
Yeah.
It's really eating me up, and I've tried several times fighting it back, but it's weighing me down.
If I threw you in a house that had fire, would you just try the door, see if it opens? Would you just, you know, push a little bit, or would you do everything in your will to get out?
I believe I'll do everything in my will to get out.
So. It's the same thing. And I understand that you say it's difficult, but it doesn't have more power over your will. You can exercise human will to get yourself out of practically everything.
Yeah, I've tried several times, but it's actually everything I'm trying is not working out for me.
What have you tried?
I've avoided so many things. Avoided nasty conversations, avoided, you know, having all this interpersonal relationship with opposite sex. And it's avoided so many things, but each time I'm bored, each time I'm lonely, I just pick up my phone, visit the website, start watching.
So that's it. You get bored, you get lonely, so you have a choice to choose between reading Punch newspaper, you have a choice between listening to Nigeria Info, you have a choice to go out and jog, have a shower, say a prayer. You have choices, but you're choosing something. So I'm trying to underscore what is psychological here. You're struggling. I get it. And I don't even judge you for that. But if you know you don't want something, if you are sure that you don't want it, in fact, the moment you know you don't want it and you're willing to sacrifice everything to get out, you're practically two doors out the door. You're practically two legs out the door already. Then you just hover around that premises a little bit and then you're out. And I just a little bit and then you're out. And I just don't want you to think I'm simplifying it, but if you check with, if you see what it's like working out, for example, working out hurts. You to work out, oh, it hurts. It hurts. It really does hurt. And what you do is you have an objective and then you persist, you continue. You have a choice to say, ah, look, this thing hurts. I cannot continue. Or you say, look, I'm just really going to rule. I'm going to allow my mind overrule the hurt and then continue. I think what's going to happen is that you need to make a solid decision. You haven't done that yet. The reason we can tell you haven't quite made a decision yet is you say, well, you're bored and you go back. If you really make a decision when you, it's like, well, going back to a relationship that's not good for you. When you get bored, you don't go back. Some people go back, but some people walk away. And even though it's hard, they never really go back. They find other things to engage themselves in. You're really going to do that or you're going to die. And well, you say, well, it might not kill you physically. You're not too sure about that. But there are other forms of death where a person dies mentally and psychologically and emotionally. You die, and the physical death, I don't even think is the worst form of death than that a man is alive, but he is dead. And to show that you are not dead, you have to exercise human will over the illusion that something else has power over you. Come on, you have more power than your addiction to pornography. Exercise it. It'll take a little bit of back and forth, but you can. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side, my name's Joyce. Your Nigeria Info. On the Sunny Side. Hi, friends. Confessions Thursday, 99.3. Nigeria Info. Look, aren't you just grateful for Nigeria Info? Sometimes I think I'm ready for work, and then, well, but I'm grateful nonetheless, and I'm really thankful that all of you tell these stories, and I hope that beyond telling these stories that we find our way towards redemption. Like, it's not enough to just, there's a reason you have enough awareness and autonomy to act or react to something. In fact, it is expected that a man would, or that's a human being would, act in one direction or the other. To not act is actually a form of self-destruction. It's a form to not act. It's like, well, you know something is bad, and you say, well, because it's been, it's like corruption, you know, like you say, well, you're benefiting. Well, you think you are, until the consequences of that singular action begin to play. And a very good, if a perfect reference would be the things we complain about Nigeria today. Once upon a time, it wasn't this bad. But someone thought, well, you know, I'm enjoying it. I'm it's sweeting me. And then here we are. Here we are. Here we are. So inaction is a form of self-sabotage. I think that nothing... It's a disservice that you do to yourself. It's like thinking that you are doing someone else, but what you have done is that thing you did to someone else will affect you because you're a part of the food chain. Yeah. Welcome, my friend. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. And I think this is me saying that something is happening to you, and the only normal reaction is that you push back, object, or you accept. Yeah. My name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you don't say your name. Good afternoon to you, Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Welcome.
I'm Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I have a confession. Confessions Thursday. The Joyce. When I was small, I can remember that no matter what my dad told me, I didn't concentrate.
You didn't what?
I didn't concentrate. I didn't even want to hear what he said.
You didn't like him?
Yes.
Oh.
And the only thing that he always said is, it's not today that we will remember, it's tomorrow. That is the consequence that I'm facing today. As I'm speaking to you right now, Auntie Joyce, for like 3 days now, I didn't even eat anything.
Why?
I didn't eat anything.
Why?
And also... 3 months, 3 good months, I'm jobless here in Lagos. And this is like for like 3 years, I didn't even travel to village. So I think that's what I'm facing today. I'm first time caller.
Thank you very much for calling. But what exactly are you facing, and what is this consequence that you're suffering? You didn't listen to your father. What did you do?
I didn't do anything. He asked us not to be moving around, roaming around. We don't even know how to roam around. It's only to go to the farm, come back. We didn't even go to some places that small children normally used to having conversation in between each other. Yes.
So wait, I don't think I understand you. Are you saying that your father was trying to raise you up to be a good person, but you ended up, you know, not taking his advice and not going to school and not taking studies seriously, not being responsible, not being a good child?
Yes.
And here you are suffering today.
Yes, Auntie Joyce, yes.
A man who has judged himself needs no other judge.
Hello.
Yeah. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. And I hope you pick yourself up because you're still alive and that's your opportunity to change something, to pick up where you think you might have left off and correct all your wrongs and try and hope for the best.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, first-time caller. Thank you. And that's one of the many difficult things to admit, that your father was trying to get you right, but you did all the wrong things. And here you are, and God knows how old he is, but certainly that's a man speaking. And because he went against good order or good judgment, he's suffering the consequences. I'm glad that he knows, and hopefully he can do something about correcting that. Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have.
Please, go ahead.
My confession is, I don't know, I have this feeling always is in me, and I feel guilty about a particular feeling I always have in me. There was a time, I have this neighbor, so that neighbor is a friend of my husband. So my neighbor and his wife, they are fond of my daughter. And my daughter is also fond of them.
Yeah.
So that particular day, the wife came and my daughter followed her. So they went to the apartment and I was alone with my husband in the house.
Yeah.
So I eventually saw the wife going out and she was dressed up. So I was kind of disturbed.
Yeah.
I looked through the window, I saw her going out. So I just went to my husband and said, this woman is going out. She didn't bring my daughter to me. And my husband said, daughter is inside with her uncle. And the man put cartoon for her. She was watching. And my daughter was a year plus then. So I was so uncomfortable. I was walking up and down inside. And my husband said, why are you restless? Why don't you see them? I said, no, go bring my daughter for me, please. I'm not comfortable about her staying there with that man. My husband got angry. My husband got angry and he told me so many things that I'm wicked, I'm imagining evil things, that I always imagine evil things in my heart. And I now open up to him and say, oh gosh, do you know why I'm uncomfortable? If fathers could sleep with their own children, what about others?
Yeah.
You know? What about, you know? So he was angry that I insulted his friend and I insulted his daughter. And after that, I started feeling guilty. I said, God, did I do something wrong? And anytime I see that man, I keep having this thought that you accused someone wrongly. But at the same time, I say, you can't, you know, predict people and what's in their mind.
Oh, absolutely.
So I've been going on with that feeling. And anytime I say something, my husband will always say, you're always imagining bad things in your heart. So I don't know. That is my confession. Maybe it's wrong for me to just...
No. A mother's intuition is nearly never wrong. I mean, you might have wrong moments. And I even think it's safe that you even have the concern than that you didn't have it. So it was a suspicion. It's not like you have condemned the man to be a rapist or a pedophile. No, it's that, well, your daughter is with someone who isn't her father and you're really just suspicious. And I really think it's okay. I don't see why you should feel guilty about it. Except, do you look at the man and think, well, this man rapes children? Is that your perception of him?
No, I just had that feeling. So I couldn't bear it that day. I just went straight and I took my daughter.
Okay.
So I was telling, and I don't know, I keep doing the same thing. Anywhere I'm going to, I carry them. And the people say, why not leave? I said, no, I don't leave my child. I have two daughters.
Look,
I don't
that's a mother's instinct. To be honest with you, that's the best you can do. Anybody who can do it better than you should wait. When they have children, they should leave their children with strangers. It's what you must do. So I don't think you're being overprotective, because when it would happen, they would still say you left your child to stay with the man and then the man molested her. I've heard that on radio before, where someone tried to blame the mom for not watching the child. So look, damn you do, damn you don't. Do. And at least get damned. Your husband has already damned you. It doesn't matter. It's better that you at least watch out for your kids. If something makes you feel uncomfortable, honey, you're uncomfortable. Uncomfortable it is. Yeah, because you have to choose a side. You're either going to watch over your kids or you're going to go to slumber and then the devil comes and choose them out. Oh, you're not still feeling guilty, are you?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're protecting your child. It's what you must do. Particularly now that they're too young and they can't quite speak for themselves, this is what you do. Yeah. Hello, Confessions Thursday. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Hi. The volume of your radio set. When you call in, you don't say your name. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Thank you so much. God bless you for this program.
Thank you.
Please, the true matter is that I am married and I have kids, but I work in Lagos, and then I base in Ogun State. I do go weekend.
Okay.
But the problem is that I always tell myself, since I have caught my kids, my first daughter is 10 years, 11 years by December.
Okay.
My children have never spent a night in another place. Even the last time my wife wanted to come to Lagos and buy business, I always afraid where he's going to keep them. Because I can't stand this. Things to happen. I don't know why people have this evil heart. I don't know how someone can just sit down and look at a child, Jesus Christ, and just begin to think, whoa, that kind of people doesn't have girlfriends.
So I think I understand the shock, but I think you also underestimate evil. You suppose that evil has judgment. No, the reason it's called evil and it differs from righteousness is a lack of...
Then they go to church or mosque.
You
understand.
You are underestimating evil.
Why someone will have that kind of heart to do anything to somebody at all? What about if they do to your own child? How are you going to feel?
Okay, so hold on a second. Believe me, you have a responsibility for your children. The world is what it is. So are you listening to me? Are you looking after your children?
Yeah.
That's what you must
do. Thank you so much. I don't know. I just pray God to protect the children. As I'm here in Lagos, I'm thinking about them in school, everywhere. I don't know. My wife is a business person. You go,
wait,
they have
wait,
a shop.
Wait. You're panicking. Then make a decision about your fear. I mean, you're just carrying around a fear you're not doing anything about. If you feel your kids being in the hands of someone else is unsafe, then you do something about it. You just don't sit down there and be like,
I always try to talk to my wife. You should be very, very careful. You should
babysit your children. You talk to your wife. Babysit your children. Try and babysit your own children.
They're
your kids.
Right.
Look after them. It's not just your wife's responsibility. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
It's interesting. I think your wife is a busy person. You're also a busy person. You split the responsibility. It's not enough that you're complaining and then you're always talking to your wife. It's, well, if your wife is going to go to the market, then you stay back and take care of your kids. It's your responsibility too. Or what? You're two men. You can't do that? Hello. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Hi.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome, lady. Good afternoon to you. It's Confessions Thursday.
Joyce, you broke my heart, man. You didn't tell me you were traveling. You broke my heart. Happiness for me, Kurudu.
It wasn't deliberate. Forgive me.
You didn't tell me you were traveling, eh? I've been worried.
I'm back.
But I'm happy you're back.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling.
I forgive you.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set. Thank you very much.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, Joyce. Yeah, I've been struggling since yesterday about a particular lady.
Okay.
Hello, Joyce. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
She always called your show, and she has called this afternoon. You know, she speaks with so much hatred.
You like her?
No, no, not liking her. She speaks with a lot of hatred. So I think that lady needed help.
You want to help her?
I don't know. I don't know, Joyce.
Why are you telling me she needs help? What am I supposed to do?
She's not living a life, Joyce. She's not living her life. There is no.
So, do you want to be her friend? Do you think friendship with you might help her?
No, I don't want to be her friend. No, I don't want to be.
Then don't talk about her. Except you have something good to say about her or to her to help her.
She speaks with a lot of hatred. Yesterday, she called your show and talked about the youth in a way that quite disgusting. I'm not forgiving her based on what she said yesterday.
Okay, so...
And today, again, she tried to replicate it.
Okay, so I think you have just called me to just tell me that you're mad at one of the callers, yeah? All right. Welcome to the world where everybody exists and everything exists, yeah? So you might not like her. If you think friendship with you might help the relationship, yeah. Then you ask for her to catch you up for lunch somewhere and you see whether you can have a friendship. And then you try to help her anger. And show her that you are a better man than the man who violated her. And maybe it might change her.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much for calling. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. If you're on Facebook, we're live streaming, just so you know, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. My name's Joyce. When you call in, you don't say your name. It is Confessions Thursday. As you can see, it's everything from the beginning of heaven to the end of hell. When you call in, don't say your name. My name's Joyce. I'm live streaming on Instagram as well. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71-90 Nigeria Info. Hello. The volume of your radio set. You have to take it out. Thank you. Good afternoon to you.
Thank you for this. Your program is great. So please, I have a confession.
Sure. Go ahead, please.
I want to remain anonymous, please. Yes. Something bothers me a lot. I had it. Can you hear me, please?
Yeah. Please go ahead.
Okay. I had a lady I was dating. For even while I was in the uni, we were together, and she actually helped me a lot. She helped me a lot.
Yeah.
And at the point, even she introduced me to the parents who were living out of the country. So everything was good. But I must tell you, from the bottom of my heart, I love everything about the lady. But the connection, what I mean connection, the feeling was a problem.
Oh, okay.
I try to do all I can. So, at the point I finished up my union and I returned to Lagos and I was looking for a job, things were not easy. So, at that process, she was leaving the country also. So, we had a phone one night while she was going because she was also in union, but she just wanted to travel on halfway of the union. So, she traveled. And when she got there, surprisingly, the phone we had here produces a pregnancy. And she could, because she was just new there, she could abort it. But she called me and I said, okay, what do we do? You are new there, what do we do? She said she does not want to love us. Okay, fine. Then she had it.
Okay.
So I said, okay, well, I will try my possible best to join you over there. But because I didn't understand the terrain across the country there.
What country is she?
It was UK.
Okay. All right, great.
So because I did not understand the terrain, at a point here, from hustling here and there, then things started happening for me and things were going well. So I said, okay, please, is it possible for you to return back? He said, no, but I have to come and join. So the parents were supporting for me to go over there. So at the end of the day, I was able to travel there. I go there, I discovered it wasn't what I expected.
Yeah.
Because here, I didn't struggle to make some money to travel there. It was the job I was doing here.
Okay.
At the point, I said, why did you bring me here? Why did you force me here? What I was doing back home is better than what you called me for here. And she was not having, there was no document. And the little girl, no document. I could see suffering around.
Okay.
I said, wow. So it wasn't easy because I went there through stories.
Okay.
So we try to manage. I'm going to be sincere with you. I became vulnerable.
You would.
I became quite vulnerable because I will hustle, She also hustle. I will also say, how long do we live this cycle of poverty? This is a vicious cycle of poverty.
So
how long?
How far? So you have 2 more minutes. I'll make it work.
Okay, sorry. So at the point, I said, no, I have to go back home. She wasn't happy. We became quarreling, fighting. The parent wasn't supporting. I dragged myself back home.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, can you come back? She said, no, she's not coming. So okay. I decided to settle down here in Dubai.
Okay.
But can I tell you, for over 7 years now,
mm-hmm.
she does not give me access to my daughter.
Oh.
And that gave me concern. I've called her to apologize, to beg. She's not happy. So I don't know what to do. You know, I keep begging, I keep calling, but she doesn't pick my call again. She tried as much as to block my access to my daughter. For I can tell you, since 2014, I've not heard from my daughter.
Well, so maybe you're going to have to go back to the UK and take her to court then.
Okay.
I mean, what else do you think you can do?
I'm just because there, I didn't move. I wanted to just settle down here first because I have married here.
Mm.
I have kids. So I wanted to just face my family here first, you know. So when things, if I feel of, okay, traveling there, then I can then do that. But I didn't want to make trouble.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you really want your daughter, then you have to really, it's a fight. So it's either you are going to wait for your daughter to turn 18 or 21, one day come look for you, or you want your daughter now, you go there, you sue her to court, or at least file for joint custody.
My that lady hurt, she hurts me a lot. I must tell you, though I hurt her, but she assisted me to become somebody. But for me to go and make trouble with her, I won't lie to you.
Okay. Okay. Then if you don't want to fight, then you allow your child grow up, and when your child is an adult, she can come to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much for calling, and good luck. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're off on a break. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yes, we're on the sunny side. Confessions Thursday, we can do a few more and then we segue into Lords of Logic. Welcome to all our friends and thank you very much for calling. So I'm live streaming right now on Instagram, Joyce Onyemowo. And there is a conversation ongoing and it is about the lady who calls, I think she calls Nigeria Info at different times, but the lady who another caller called a few minutes ago to refer to, the one it would appear you call a bitter woman. And I have thought about making her a conversation on radio, and I thought, well, maybe it's not so easy to subject a person to public scrutiny and judgment. But I think that I've thought about it, but I've ignored the thought as well. And let me say that now I think it's necessary that at some point during the course of the sunny side, we'll have to bring that lady on here, not necessarily her physical being, but her character as a topic on radio. Now, let me tell you why that's necessary. It's that people are making judgments about her, and your observations, at least from what we have seen thus far, there is a certain level of truth in what you're saying, but I'm not one that's quick to tag a person, you know, something and be on with it. I know that life happens to people, and some people practically survive it by great work of miracles, that they do not become what they have been through, and others never really survive. They become a spitting representation of everything that they have been through. In fact, sometimes they even turn out worse than what they have been through. And while, you know, their opinions about her ongoing and everybody's calling her a bitter, angry woman, I think we need to ask her questions. Like, so it's obvious, it seems as though Lagos is calling you an angry woman, and that's a terrible tag to have. Today, when she called on the show, I didn't want to entertain her opinion because she said that she was molested and she survived it, that she heard me say that molesting someone does not destroy the person, that it's a matter of the mind. And I didn't want to allow the show sway off tangent. I really want to stay on course, yeah? And given the fact that, you know, Instagram is talking about it, how can you be the one to say that molestation does not destroy a person? So if anything that has been revealed by interaction with you is anything to go by, you're a fractured human being. In fact, given the fracturing of your psychology, you have no basis to make solid human judgment. You just have opinions, but you cannot make a balanced judgment. Don't take it from me. Ask a psychologist. You're fractured. I can't expect anything better or sound. So I don't want you to feel, and I think you do this thing where because you feel somebody might judge you, you get thoroughly defensive. I'm really just hoping that we can just have a conversation with you just so the Lagos can see the other side and maybe understand your plight, because I've been ignoring it, but everybody's calling you an angry woman on my show. So hopefully one day soon. And that's probably my own submission on Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. The Sunny Side. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemawa, on Instagram. And our friends on Facebook, two fingers in the air, hugs, kisses. If you have a commentary regarding any of the confessions you've heard, I'd like to read it, particularly if it helps takes us forward rather than back. Welcome. Don't say your name when you call in. You're on the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Please, go ahead.
My confession goes like this. I have a friend. He's a female friend.
Nice.
His husband was the one who introduced her wife to me.
Yeah.
So since then, I've been spending money on them because their condition is not well balanced.
Yeah.
But it happened that some time ago, the woman started to live one way or the other. I know women's side now.
No, don't do that. Not all women.
Okay, I won't do that. I know what I'm talking about.
Say women
so,
what?
So I'm trying to avoid her. So just like it. No, I'm finding out that because I did not agree, she started going, she didn't answer me, respond to me very well again. If I talk to her, she would be annoyed. Also, I was thinking, maybe is it because I respect you because I married a woman?
Oh,
what is going on? Well, what is happening?
Some people don't know how to handle rejection. So there you have it.
So what do I do?
Why do you care?
No, I don't want to do that. You know what I'm talking about.
No, absolutely. So my point exactly, you don't want to sleep with her. Perfect. So why do you care how...
Yeah, that's okay.
She can do her face anyhow. She can bury her face in the sand. Like, what do you care?
I'm feeling for the children and the... I don't know.
Wait. Are you still helping the family financially?
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I'm telling you.
But you're friends with her husband, isn't it?
No, the wife even... The husband was the one who introduced the wife to me. And the wife is a good-looking woman, just like that. So because of that, her beauty, she wants to attract me into what I don't want to do.
Beautiful. So and make sure you don't do it. Yeah, it's okay.
Because of that, she's running away from me now.
It's okay. It's all right. It's okay if she needs to run. In fact, running is what she must do.
Okay.
Yeah. So if the husband calls you and say, hey, my brother, I don't have money, you know.
No, I don't pray for it to call me. Or I don't pray for that to call me again because...
No.
I don't want.
Wait. So now, do you want to pay her back for you saying hello to her?
No. I don't want it to be the way it is now because I like her to be distant from me.
Oh, good. Perfectly.
I don't want closeness again.
Yeah, good.
And if I see that there's a way of helping, I can do that.
Thank you.
But that closeness.
No. You don't even want that. No, you don't want. It's not even good for you. So hallelujah, she's running. I hope she's fast.
That's why this thing has happened to me often time. I don't know when I'm close to people, they want me to have intercourse with them. But when I'm saying no,
it become a problem. So what is
So the way you're looking at it, it becomes a problem. Whose problem? Your problem or their problem?
Their problem.
Amen.
Their problem.
So if it's their problem, why are you?
What I feel is that nobody will lump me into what I don't want to do.
Perfect. So you know your position. So if a woman feels, well, she's close to you, she wants to sleep with you, you say no, then she gets into a fit of attitude and she starts ignoring you. You don't care. It's not your problem. It's her problem. One day she's going to get over it. If she never gets over it, it's still okay. Heaven is still going to come. For sure.
Yeah, you're so cool.
You say you're tough. Oh, yeah, sit down there now. They'll put you on. Look, it's not. Well, no, I'm.
You,
no.
You know what? Look, no. Let me advise you for something.
No.
You have to go and read law. If you're in a law court like this, I think many people will be in prison, honestly.
You're not the only one who said that. But look, you must think and then you must act. It's that. Once you are sure you are acting right, the devil's place is in hell. You still would not care.
That is true. Right. Joy. You are the best, honestly.
Oh, well, thank you very much for being asked. Good. Yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Some people don't know how to handle. You know, a colleague one time told me that he does this stupid thing where he flirts with women. And I told him, I said, one day you're going to get into trouble for this nonsense that you do. Then, you know, I think it was like 2 years ago or last year, he said, oh, by the way, in his church, he's been flirting with this woman. And then she's been giving him the eye and he didn't catch it. Now the woman is ignoring him. And he's like, what should he do? I'm like, you know, you're stupid for that. What do you mean, what should you do? Well, go and sleep with her. What should you do? Like you don't know. The Sunny Side. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Welcome.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Confessions Thursday. You don't say your name. You have a confession, right?
Good afternoon, Joyce. I'm calling from Benin State.
Nice. Thank you very much. Our friend from out of state. Welcome to the show. You don't say your name, by the way, regardless of where you're calling from. So you have a confession, yeah?
Yes, I want to speak to the. I want to advise the woman that said she felt guilty for protecting her daughter.
Oh, sure, please go ahead.
Okay, I want to say, madam, if you are hearing this program now, I just want to tell you that you didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
Because these children are our properties. They are what we have as women. It is our duty to protect them.
Pardon me for interrupting. It's not as women.
I can even do worse than you. I keep my children. I prefer to stay with them than to go out there and looking for money there and there.
Yeah, it's not just as women. Fathers are supposed to protect their families. So it's also the responsibility of the father.
When the men are not there, we women, we don't have any other option. They can maybe have other option later, but we. Those children are our properties. I can do anything for
responsibility.
Them. I love my children.
Responsibility.
Regarding the issue of the woman that said she was not broken from the abuse or whatever, it's not possible. It happened to me when I was about 6-7 years, and I have never forgotten it.
Oh, that our friend. No, don't. That our friend. Don't worry. She's a topic on the show very soon. Don't worry about that.
So I have never, every day I remember, you know, the thing just came to my memory once, and I said, wait, I remember what used to happen when I was a kid.
Yeah.
The sister of that man would come, he would call all the girls inside, the man would be doing something. Yeah. Then I did not understand. But when I got older, I now thought of it, I knew. I said, yes, this was what happened. And I can't forget that man's name. And I always say, anyway, if God will punish him, I used to say it. So, and it affected me a lot. The way I am, I don't even like men. Even when I'm married, I don't have that enjoyment. I don't love it. I don't feel like anything, you know? So,
I don't know
what is wrong with her. Maybe she really needs spiritual, psychological counsel or whatever. We can do it for her.
I think she first needs to become vulnerable. She's so defensive. I don't even know if she can feel herself. So, well, that's a conversation for another day, really.
So, for that woman, please, madam, be very happy with yourself. Your husband made you to be guilty. Don't be guilty. Be proud of yourself as a good mother.
Thank you.
And Joyce, I love you.
God bless you.
stuff like this.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate that. 99.3 Nigeria Info on Instagram Live. We have listeners from Abuja. Hello, Abuja. Thank you very much for loving Nigeria Info. And even though you're out of state, we do appreciate you making time to listen to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Joyce, I miss you. I'm enjoying your show from Accra. Hello, Ghana. What's up? This is Lagos, Nigeria. We're Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hi.
Oh, hello.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday. We're happy to have you here. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, thank you. What I want to tell the world, I think, is beyond confession.
Ah.
Anarchy.
Should we call the federal government to you? What was this about?
Federal government is too little. You should call God himself, not federal government.
Oh, what's wrong now?
What it is that I came out of this country some years back, and life was kind of like being miserable for me. So I discovered, now while I was in jail, I knew that I learned painting.
Okay.
So, in down a year, I get up, I start going aside, I talk to them, I tell them I'm going to give them American standard. And they gave a tryout, which I delivered. So people started giving me job. I painted a whole lot of houses in Lekki. I got paralyzed in different parts, including Cross River State. So my supplier brought somebody to me. He told me, please, I want this guy to work together with you. I said, okay, there's no problem. Since he's a painter like me, let's go. I carried him along. I discovered he's a man of my age, so I gotta treat him special than the younger generations.
Yeah, I'm with you. Where are you and from? Are you Nigerian or Liberian?
I'm a Nigerian, but I grew up somewhere.
Okay, because you don't sound.
The quarter matter sounds Liberian.
Okay, go ahead.
The quarter matter shot. This guy discovered that I'm making money based on my field that I'm working. I've been helping him. I give him money, I do everything. But I saw in my dream, he came to my house. He wanted to carry gold in a dream. I chased him away. When I get up, I didn't know what it means. I just let go. But after a while, 2 weeks later, this guy started coming to my house. I did not know what it means. He's not calling me. Just keep coming. One fine day, he gave me $500. He said, boss, he used to call me boss. He said, I want to give you some.
Yeah.
And he gave me $500. I collected the money. Since that day, that was 2019. Till dead, I don't win contract anymore. He's the one winning contract left and right.
Oh.
And I've gone to churches. They told me in churches that he gave you money to color your star. And nothing is working for me anymore. I leave and I complete a building.
Oh, boy. What? Yeah, I like stories like that, too. So, did you guys pick it up? So, he has a twang, and I think he sounds Liberian. Well, maybe he says he's Nigerian, so either Nigerian grew up in Liberia, or I'm getting that thing. So, base summary, someone whom he was close to took his star. And he saw a vision, and in the vision, the man came to him and took gold from him. And I lost him. Ah, okay. Well, I think he almost touched the end of that tale. I think he said that now life's harder for him. He doesn't get anything, any deals anymore. Oh, boy. Well, look. You pray. That's what you do. I don't know anything else. You pray. No, I'm serious. It's the only thing you can do. You pray. You really pray. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set. Hello. The volume... Well, maybe I shouldn't bother saying it twice, you know? Like... 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. We have to round this up because Lords of Logic is up next. Hi, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. You'll be my final caller on Confessions today.
I also, the guy that called us now,
yeah.
He said he now lives in an uncompleted building.
Oh, okay, you picked that up. Okay,
and that's
great.
What he said.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I saw that you didn't catch that one.
Yeah, okay, thank you. So you just called to tell me that, yeah?
Yes.
It's still a sad story nonetheless. Well, thank you very much for listening through. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. One more. Let's just get to 50. One more. Final caller. Okay. Maybe that should count. No, let it not count. Let me do this. Hi, Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Well, that wouldn't count. Hi, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joyce.
Hi, lady. Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday, you'll be my final caller. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't have a confession, but I don't just know how we are going to put this. That guy that called, that sounds somehow... that foreign Nigerian, but
Okay, I'm not even sure why I'm losing you, but maybe it's for a good reason. Hello.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday, good afternoon to you.
Joyce, good afternoon.
Do you have a confession?
Yeah, no, I don't have a confession. Joyce, think that woman that called earlier, that she was molested at the age of six.
Seven.
I think you guys are seeing her opinion from the wrong perspective. You know, there are so many people listening to your show, and some of these people have been abused. So she's just trying to, like, encourage people that even though you're abused, it's not the end for you. You didn't allow her to learn. You know, in law, there's always a freedom of fair hearing. She didn't start well, but she would have ended well.
Do you think today is the first time? Do you think today is the first time she's called the show?
Yes, it's my first time.
Do you think today is the first time she has called the show?
No, I'm just listening to
So, this is your first time listening in.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so did you hear my submission where I said that she has been calling the show and people have an opinion about her? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear.
Okay, so what has happened is that either you didn't really hear it or something, you missed out something. Because if you heard anything that I said, I practically touched on what I would refer to my history with hearing her call on Nigeria Info. So I think that your opinion is incomplete, given that you didn't quite have all the observations. You didn't have all the facts.
Okay, no, we'll have that, Joyce. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate. So he missed out the part where we said, she's been calling, there's an opinion about her, and then she says, you know, it's your mind. We're saying, well, that shouldn't be coming from a person who is now known by the public to be a bitter person. And when your innocence is broken, it would take a work of miracle to redeem you. And there is no oversimplifying that, or you're damaged. Really. Okay, so I did say that was the last caller. Well, thank you. We're off on a break. When we come back, I really, really think it's about time you brace up and get up for the Lords of Logic on the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. We're Nigeria Info.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I think it's necessary that we just get right into it. Welcome, the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Now time for the Lords of Logic. Confessions Thursday. We'll make a comeback next week. By the way, I want the man who called in who admitted to molesting a child to please either call me on radio or send me a message on Instagram. A private message, that is. I, Joyce Onyemuwa, on Instagram. I would like to help that girl, that child, please. Please. Yeah, I know you're afraid. I think. But you have absolutely no idea how great it is that you have called in to admit to that. But do that child this favor. If it's the only thing you can do to try at least act as though you can redeem yourself, you can't actually. But at least be seen to engage in your own salvation by allowing us help that girl. We have to reach her. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. I'm going to go off on a break off of Instagram Live. Then I'm going to come right back. So I hope you can catch this intro on either Facebook or our YouTube or website channel. I want to refer to a book I have on my phone. Okay. Now, I want to say something about the book. One, the book I'm going to be taking an excerpt from is an occult book. Many of you would ask me, well, Joyce, what books do you read? What books do you read? I'm going to ask you. I've told you, shared with you some books I think you should consider reading. But you see, when it comes to occult books, you don't go into the dark without light. Yes, you don't go into darkness without light. It's not every book that you should read. Specifically, if you are not sure that you have light. Good. Now, if you think I'm over-exaggerating... Well, you don't think I'm over-exaggerating now, do you? Well, you can try it out for yourself. No, but really, though. And it's really just common sense that you don't go into the darkness without light because you don't know what's in the dark. Yeah? Okay. We're going to... So my friends on live stream, I'm going to go off on a break. Hopefully 2 minutes is enough. And then I would give you the title of the book in case you really have light and you would like to read it. All right, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Let's go there. So it's in... Okay, so the book is... Liba Al... No, let me go to homepage. So this is an occult book. It's Liba Al, The Book of the Law, written by Aleister Crowley. All right? It's an occult book. And I want to read for you, probably before the break, what the first page says. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole law. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole law. The study of this book is forbidden. It is wise to destroy this copy after the first reading. Whosoever disregards this does so at his own risk and peril. These are most dire. Those who discuss the content of this book are to be shunned by all right? I think that's really the much that you need to know. And then the last line says, there is no law beyond do what thou wilt. Okay, the reason I'm having to reference an occult book is because of social constructs. Many of your social ideologies are practically rooted in hell. You don't have to take my word for it. There are sources that we can refer to. We're off on a break. When we come back, we're going to compare love, the religion that you say Christianity refers to, and what the occult says about love. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. All right, my friends, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I actually made notes, which I forgot, but I'm going to quickly run through the script and share with you. So did I mention to you? So first of all, I want you to see whether you can maybe write it down or at least try not to forget. There is no law beyond do what thou wilt. And I think it's practically self-explanatory. You know, you do what you like. Yeah? Okay. Hold on a second. So do you know the social construct that would practically embody? I can help you because of time. Do what makes you happy. So do what makes you happy. Yeah. So do what makes you happy. Do what thou wilt. All right. Okay. Then let me go to it. So hold on a second. I forgot my note. So you can't blame a girl. Please hold on a second. Okay, so, well, it's a lengthy book. It tells a little story, but I think this is just the excerpt that I want. But this is the part where I want. There is no bond that can unite the divided but love. All else is a curse. There is no love. There is no bond that can unite the divided but love. All else is a curse, something, something, something. I'm leaving that. 43 says, do that and no other shall say nay. Well, it speaks about exerting yourself. It says, for pure will, unassuage of purpose, delivered from the lust of result in every way perfect. Delivered from the lust of result. In every way perfect. Don't worry, I'm really just taking excerpts. I don't know that I can thoroughly or perfectly summarize it as best as I would like to. But there are this, be goodly, do it to me. Hold on. Oh, hold on a second. Off on a break to bring you the headlines. That would afford me a little bit of time to really find the exact verse. Then I'll share with you, then the conversation can thoroughly begin. All right. All right. Well, so I think that you understand what love in religious context is, particularly, what do you guys call it? I think it's a social phrase that embodies organized religion. Yeah, that's what it's said to be. Organized religion. Okay, so you heard about Christ. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Anybody who will not perish, have everlasting life. Great. John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, that he may lay down his life for his friends, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And pretty much Christ talks a whole lot about sacrifice. So in this book, there's a particular verse that says, so you know, Christ said something like, come unto me. Well, in the script, it says, come unto me is a stupid thing, for it's I that go. So basically, in comparison, what it is that this book is opposite. Yeah, it's totally opposite from pretty much maybe what you read, or at least the faith that you claim. But here is what we're going to try to underscore today. We're not going to finish it today, but it's necessary to at least say, let's start today, we finish next week, hopefully. So love, to fall in love, in my view, is total surrender, where you surrender yourself to the cause of love, so that love is the one dictating what happens. Yep. On the other hand, according to the occult, they tell you to love under will. So meaning that reason would have to trump impulse, that reason will govern impulse. So let's practicalize it. When you say, for example, and believe me, you don't have to accept this, I'm just trying to make a case. When you say, for example, so I think it was Wednesday or Tuesday, someone said, well, love is not enough. And I said, what else is there greater than love? And then he says something like, well, compatibility. So it's what you're doing by reason, by observation and reason, is that you are subjecting love to will. So you're subjecting, so someone said to me, love is a choice. So that's practically a demonstration of love under will. The reason I had to refer to the occult is to say that some social concepts have roots, and if you know where to find them, they're there. And I had to reference this to show you that, oh, God in heaven, thank you. So now I need to find this. And for some interesting reason, the prints are small and I'm squinting so hard and I don't have enough time on the clock to retrieve it. And I'm going to paraphrase, but when I find it, I will quote it verbatim. And this is what it says, and I'm paraphrasing. There are two types of love, the love of the dove and the love of the serpent. And you're told to choose wisely. There are two types of love. This is not my saying, this is what's in the book. There are two types of love, the love of the serpent and the love of the dove. And the first page of the book, really? And the first page of the book says expressly, there is no law beyond do what thou wilt. Love is the law, love under will. Yep? Okay. So I think I've done the sketchy work of trying to reference two foundational concepts, and how one person interprets love, or how one philosophy interprets love, and how the other philosophy interprets love. You are practicing one, or at least you choose to identify with one of these two, one between the two. There's one that you have identified with. You get it? All right. So now I'm going to open up the telephone lines. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Lords of Logic, Nigeria Info. There isn't necessarily a question as much as there is whether you understand the difference and why you might think that one certainly best describes human type of love today over the other. Welcome to the show. The foundation of love, its interpretation, and what it's rooted in. Love, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello, Joy.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
What's your name?
Calling from Lekki.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, number one, you say love covers a multitude of sins. That is why, trust me, I have a problem with this word. I fall out of love. I have a problem with that word.
Because the truth is that somebody that you love, just let's say you even love people as human naturally, you will not love to see anybody get hurt. Even though they hurt you, you will not love to pay them back in the same coin. You will never love to see them go through pain.
Is this your philosophy, or are you trying to just give me something, given
this
that
is the love of God for man? If God loves us this way, do you know there's somebody in the Bible that said you want to know how God forgives? That person that God asked to marry a prostitute, they married the prostitute. And the woman, only one child was his child.
I want to talk about your philosophy. I think it's going to help me understand you and how you see the world and how you fit into the world.
Me, what I see in love is this. He said, love is the first command. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. I mean, love your God. They say only love your neighbor as you love yourself. Because the truth is that, number one.
But love is not enough.
Love is enough.
Are you sure?
Love is enough. I don't believe in that word. Love is not a love.
Okay.
If there is love, you will stay with that man under the zinc.
No, I don't think so.
I think so. It's the love of the world that you believe, that made you believe.
No, no, no. But what if... So are you speaking about his poverty? Are you speaking... Because if he's not a good...
Poverty reaches...
No. You're not being honest. Hold on a second. No. You can love a person, but he's an idiot. So what? You still stay around?
No.
Oh.
If you love a person, you learn to even respect them when they are annoying you.
Them and their idiocy? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That is what love does.
This is going somewhere. Well, thank you very much for calling. Well, so remember that you believe that love is not enough. And I think that you might have a point. Except I want to see whether you understand your point. Welcome to the show, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Do you still believe... Well, you believe love is not enough. Now you can defend it. I hope. Hello. I think you can. It's kind of easy. I mean, your reality is something. Welcome. How are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome. What's
My
your
name? Theophilus.
Welcome, Theophilus. Go ahead.
All right. Understanding the topic love, to me, love, you know...
Let me ask you, is love enough?